Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pop Culture Podcast by Fantastic Geek. My name is Matt, and joining me, as always, is Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Matt. Hello, everyone. Hope you are enjoying your summer thus far.
Indeed, Pete. And as we kind of set up the summer, set up the future, even beyond the summer, I know Star Trek is next week. What is going on this week? What are we talking about in the old Pop Culture Podcast, presuming people haven't, you know, clicked on a link on social media and know already?
Today, we are taking our first formal look at the upcoming Marvel Netflix exclusive and the final member of our Defenders lineup, Iron Fist.
So now, Pete, when does that come out?
Iron Fist comes out in 2017.
But Pete, can't you be more specific? I have a busy life.
I can. I'm sworn to secrecy.
Pete, let's start to break down the cast list of Marvel's Iron Fist. Top of the list, of course, is Finn Jones as Danny Rand. That's Iron Fist.
Yes, Daniel Rand, the son of a wealthy family who will wind up outside of New York City and discover his powers. This is a get for Marvel, you know, getting him off of Game of Thrones. His character, you know, through season 6, episode 8 is still in play, given that we're off book at this point. Who's to say when that could change? Pretty sure he's not going to hold down a role in both shows simultaneously, but anything's possible. And, you know, having played the Knight of Flowers, Loras Tyrell, on Game of Thrones, this is a further step towards stardom here, our final defender.
Yeah, it's, I mean, look, if you've seen Game of Thrones or you haven't, but the fact that he's had a prominent, if not small, role in that show, this seems to kind of be the next step in his rising star, a gentleman of 28 years old. So certainly, you know, a whole future ahead of him and all that stuff. So I think we're going to look back one day and say, wow, Marvel and Netflix were able to get Finn Jones.
There had been a lot of speculation that Danny Rand as a character might have been Asian in this incarnation of Iron Fist, but that they've cast a British man here is legitimate to his comic origin. So I don't think the whitewashing accusations are warranted at Marvel at this time.
I almost have to feel for Marvel because I think that they're overall quite progressive, and they must have had the discussion, what are the pros and cons of changing the character's race to Asian? What do you get? What's the downside, et cetera, et cetera? And it's kind of almost a darned if you do, darned if you don't type situation. Hopefully the decision at the end of the day was, let's just leave things unchanged and let's look for diversity elsewhere, as indeed we found it in the Defenders shows and I would say in Marvel television in general. But it's a tough call. I feel a little torn on it, but I also am not super familiar with the origins of the character. So if they're sticking with the character's origins, that's usually a good place when in doubt.
I think you've got to trust in that, and that the best actor for the role seems to be what they've wound up with. So until we've seen a shot of this show and seen the performance, I think we have to withhold judgment.
Well, Pete, enough about this guy from Game of Thrones. Let's now talk about actress Jessica Henwick, who some of you may have seen on Game of Thrones.
Yes, or perhaps more widely, she played Jessica Pava, the female X-Wing pilot in Star Wars The Force Awakens, this little, you know, art house science fiction movie that was out around Christmas time.
Jess Tester. So anyhow, the actress, formerly having played Nymeria Sand, now playing in Iron Fist, playing Colleen Wing.
Yeah, and I think it's another get. I think they are catching more so with this series than any of the Marvel shows on Netflix just yet. They're getting people at their ascendancy, at a point where they're really ready to pop. And between Game of Thrones and Star Wars, you've got two massively visible intellectual properties that are going to bring people to this show.
Pete, the best we can possibly say for when this show is going to come out, our witty repartee from the top aside, would be early 2017, spring 2017. That being the case, it seems that they're still in the process of casting. It's a much shorter list than for example, when we initially went through the cast list for Luke Cage.
They are deep in the casting process. There's a couple of announcements that obviously haven't been made just yet, but continuing to do this as they are, yeah, we're kind of on their schedule until they make it official and sign on the dotted line. So there's definitely some names out there. I mean, you can look on IMDb and there's a couple names, but you know, the commitment of episodes is low at this point. I would imagine those numbers are going to change for who we have just so far, but we've only got two regulars for the series.
Well, Pete, on the guest cast list, somebody who I know brought a smile to my face when I saw his name on the list, and you probably don't know him by name at all, and that, of course, is Australia's own David Wenham. It's Faramir, Pete. You know, from the Lord of the Rings. You know, Bo
I
Boromir's brother, Faramir.
not hearing. Oh, you know who it is? Forget Faramir. This is blind narrator guy from 300 is who that is,
Is he
Matt.
blind,
That's
or is he half? Is he
I'm
blind in one
sorry.
eye?
He is one eye narrator guy from 300.
Indeed, and if you only know him from Carl in Van Helsing, I'm sorry, because that's an awful movie. I really enjoyed him in Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, and I think this is a bit of a get too. I mean, he's not a huge name, and certainly while he's worked steadily since the mid 90s, both here and in Australia, you know, he's not a, I don't know, he's not a massive name. Just looking over his resume, he is, however, Pete, going to be he's going to have a heck of a year in 2017. Not only Iron Fist, but he's going to be in a little movie called Pirates of the Caribbean: Dead Men Tell No Tales. So he's doing all right for himself.
Yeah, super solid character actor and definitely recognizable from the roles. He's got that kind of gravitas that you're like, where have I seen him before? What else have I seen him in? Boom, 300, that other, you know, 5-hour movie you were talking about too.
It's actually 11 hours and 23 minutes if you do the extended edition, but I digress. David Wenham is playing Harold Meacham, and then Jessica Stroop is playing Joy Meacham, the daughter of Harold Meacham.
Remains to be seen how much of the series both of them will be in. I think the commitments will certainly be longer than the one episode that they've been credited with thus far on the Internet Movie Database.
And Pete, last on, actually penultimately on my list, is actor Tom Pelphrey, who I must confess, I don't know much of his work, but I see that he is from Howell, New Jersey. So, an actor hailing from Central New Jersey, home of the first place and marginally second place pop culture podcasts out there. We're the number one, by the way. The rest of you can go to the Secret Stash to find the number two podcast.
There you go.
So he's a New Jersey native, Pete. Graduated from Howell High School in 2000, and then went to Rutgers. So a local guy through and through, and then has walked the soapy boards of As the World Turns, and also some primetime stuff. So another actor on his way up.
Yeah, and I really like the trajectory of this cast. It's definitely going to be a different tone from the two that we've seen to this point in Daredevil and Jessica Jones. What we've seen thus far of Luke Cage is certainly going to be offbeat, but much in line. I think much more in line with Jessica Jones than with Daredevil. This show's going to be out there, Matt. There's going to be some, while not on the Doctor Strange level of mysticism, there's going to be that vibe kind of going on there. And they're still kind of circling a couple people for some heavies. Some interesting names are out there. But until the casting's done, I don't really feel we can properly have a handle on what this show will be.
I think that you could get away with some of that out there stuff because you've established the Marvel Netflix world. Not that it, of course, is a, a separate cinematic universe or anything quite as nerdy, but because you've had Daredevil that's so grounded, and then a little bit of the Madame Gao stuff where you're like, what's going on there? And then expanded the world a bit with Jessica Jones and Luke Cage, and let's of course not forget that there was more of a mystical element to season two of Daredevil. So I think you can reach a point where you kind of logically grow this flavor to a place where some of that stuff that's natural to the Iron Fist neck of the woods just feels like it can fit with all four characters as we head to the Defenders miniseries and all of that.
Well, you said it. I mean, certainly the inclusion and existence of a Madame Gao and what she represents in this corner of the Marvel Cinematic Universe opens up a lot of possibilities with this character that we haven't yet met.
Pete, I am renowned, perhaps less so than Spoiler Pete, but I'm renowned for my spoiler-free lifestyle. It takes effort, but it's worth it. I just so with the last bit of cast stuff here, if you want to remain 100% spoiler pure, do cover your ears or skip ahead 15 or 30 seconds or so. But Pete, overjoyed to see that Carrie Ann Moss is going to be playing a role in this series as Jeri Hogarth.
Yeah, and yet again, the cross permutation of these casts to think of where we're going to be once the Defenders cast list comes down and how we'll pull from all the different series. I don't know how you can't be excited about that. It's like getting an all-star team with your all-star team.
Ooh, an all-star team with your all-star team. That is, if that isn't a snippet of what's to come for all this Marvel TV. I don't know what is. Well, Pete, before we start to wrap things up, if we have any new listeners who don't know how Fantastic Geek podcasts the show, Pete, when we do start to finally get Iron Fist out there on Netflix, how are we going to podcast it?
We will get you an episode day and date of it as a series dropping on Netflix, and then we will set up a schedule, usually about 2 a week, that we will dribble out to our listeners there. Bingeable, but at the same time, you can follow at really kind of a appropriate pace.
Yeah, I think there is such a thing as binging these shows too fast, and certainly we can't binge and podcast them as fast as we want because, unfortunately, unlike the Defenders, we live in the real world. So that's how that goes there. But our podcasts for well, Pete, for everything else Marvel television and Marvel movies, I think we've gotten a pretty good reception. So I think we have a recipe that works.
There is a formula, and we're sticking to it.
There you go. Pete, the best treat from the formula, though, is being able to talk to you on Twitter. How can people do so?
You can find me on Twitter at Peter, PieterJKelar, KetelAR, KetelAR, 7000, 827 followers. Can't be wrong.
And while I am personally on Twitter as Looking Back Lost, you can be in touch with the podcast always in a whole variety of ways. We are Fantastic Geek, that is fantastic with a P and an H, and you can find us under that name on the Gmail, the .com, the Twitter, the Instagram, and more.
The Facebook.com/Fantastic Geek. Get yourself on there today. I don't know how you're really functioning in the world if you're not already on there. And just punch up Fantastic Geek and throw us the little thumbs up there. We'll always have your back.
Well, Pete, I'm sure on all of those places we'll continue to talk wonderful geeky goodness, whether it's Marvel movies or Star Trek or other stuff as it comes up. I'm sure that we'll be covering that basically as nonstop as we can. So I look forward to continuing the discussion there. But I guess that wraps up our discussion for Iron Fist today. So I will say goodbye to all our listeners.
Namaste.